the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. That was Sweet Pool, a band from Birmingham, psychedelic punk. The track is Mirror, and they're one of the bands that played at the HRH Prog Festival a couple of weeks ago when this went out, not when I'm recording this, because I pre-record these. It makes it all very confusing. But last week I told you I was doing a series of interviews with bands that played at the festival, with some very silly questions, because I am, yes, very immature and I like to ask daft questions. And so I'm going to give you an example of one of the Sweet Pool answers. I spoke to Nick Beals. Well, I didn't speak to him. These are written interviews, so he sent me this back. And one of the questions I asked is, if you had to change your band name, what would it be? And he said, well, I think in hindsight, I would have chosen a name that didn't include words we and poo. So it would probably be STL, which isn't a very good name. So there we go. There we go. I do put people on the spot. Obviously, you'll be able to read the whole interview as they are published. Because I'm pre-recording this, I can't tell you which have gone out by this time and which haven't. You'll just have to have a look at the HRH Radio, Hard Rock Hell Radio website under Band News, and you will see all of the interviews that have gone out, with more, no doubt, still to come. So what are we doing this week? We're going back to the COVID files. We are in end of August 2021, and we've just started a show with me, Doris Brendel.
And me, sore-thumbed Lee Dunham.
Sore-thumbed? Why?
Yes.
What's going on with your thumbs?
It was bitten. It was bitten by a trout.
Yeah. Okay, explain. Yes.
I was literally just fishing with my daughter about less than 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
And I'm not joking. She caught the biggest brown trout I think I've ever seen. It was massive. And the hook went really far inside its mouth, and I was trying to sort of dislodge it. And they've got really sharp teeth.
Yeah.
And they've sort of got teeth inside their teeth as well, like sharks do, you know, sort of like
Oh, gosh.
And I decided to put my hand in, or my thumb in, to try and help things. And it just went, oh, thumbs. Yum. Love thumbs. And sort of just had a little chew on it. And it's really, really sore.
Oh,
I wonder if I've got a bit of tooth like stuck in it, because I'm going to have an ook around in it, I think, with a needle, just to see if there's any teeth in it, because it's sore.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, you know, when you press it, and if we've
God,
got
we're falling
in
apart,
it.
Aren't we? I mean, it's like with your sore thumb and your dodgy eye and your... I keep having to, because I've got a bit of a shyness still from the gig. And,
Have you? Is it still there?
So and the thing is, yesterday I went for my walk and I completely forgot about it, you know, because it doesn't hurt.
No.
But you don't have to get some funny looks. And I actually remember, I thought, no, I'm going to put a bit of concealer on today. And thank God, because everyone and their auntie was out walking today.
Yeah.
So, you just don't want to be the conversation beast. Did you see that woman? looks like she had a bit of a scene too, you know. Oh,
yeah,
do you think we should intervene? Should we call the police? I thought, yeah, so I was safe that today. I just went for it. And I thought, yeah, because I've had a day of telephone conversations, as you know. And so I thought I'd better go early. And I just managed to squeeze in a bit of lunch before the next telephone conversation. It's been one of those days. But yeah, good. I mean, just for the listener, because Lee's kind of doing holidays at the moment. So this is 2 days after we recorded the last one, because Lee's going on holiday again next week, and so we haven't really got that much to catch up on.
No. I'll go to the Lake District. Just where I'm off to, if anyone is interested.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, your fans will come and search for you.
Yeah, you can try and find me in the Lake District. Yeah. I'll dare you.
We should make
first
that
one,
a game.
First one, yeah,
find Lee Dunham, the Lake District.
First one to find me.
What do they win? What do they win?
Oh, they will only know that when they find me.
Oh, because it could be something really good.
It could be. It could be dinner with the Dunhams. It could literally be.
I suppose it depends on how creepy you are.
Exactly. Depends what sort of mood I'm in. Yeah. It could be nothing. It could be a couple of swear words. That's what you might get. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
I love that. Win dinner with the Dunhams. Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Trout.
Trout. But it's like from League of Gentlemen. You just have a trout and go, stick your hand in that.
Stick your thumb in there. God, stick your thumb in there.
Hidden in the rear view, I see you. Everything you did, I did that too. Nothing you could say would change that. Nothing you could do would break that now. You've been on your own so long. Tell me if it's worth what you've been through. Nothing you could say would change that. Nothing you could do would break that now. I know that one day you will see if we all love you. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy? Cause I'm scared you're gonna die. Take control. Your life and wake up from all the bad dreams. You can end it all today.
I'm in need of someone who makes me feel a little rugged. Even when the skies are never blue, doesn't mean you're happy. I'm in need of someone who makes me feel a little lucky. Even when the skies are never blue.
That was The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus from Florida, a bit of pop rock. The track is called X's for Eyes, and they seem to have a massive following. I mean, they do some really, really big gigs. And the one you just heard, The Vendettas from Melbourne in Australia, Settle Down, a bit of classic rock, but nice track, I like it. Before we go on to some more lockdown files, I just want to remind you of our new acoustic album, which is coming out very shortly. I mean, this is going out the 1st of December. My God, it's December already. So the release date should be on my website. Just go to joshbrendel.com, scroll down a bit, and you'll see a very colourful album cover. Click on that. That will take you to the page for pre-orders. It's sounding great. Lee's done an amazing job, as always. So Lee, when we were doing these podcasts, kept hassling me to read his horoscope. So your wish is my command. Listen, we've got only a few minutes left. So shall we? I've got your horoscope here.
Yes, I want to know what's happening to me.
And this is really funny because it's from Elle magazine, okay?
Oh, yeah. Lee's magazine, yeah.
Elle magazine, it's almost your name. An extra L, Lee, and it's obviously it's generally, well, horoscopes are read more by women than men, you know, so just be prepared. This is today's. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, tell me. Yeah,
okay. Shine bright like a diamond and make that a brilliant lab-grown stone, ethical Libra, as your galactic guardian angel Venus sashays into your sign for her annual tour. It won't take much to turn heads. Whether you're wearing vintage Vazas or a plain white tee, the room lights up when you enter. I'm sorry, this is so funny. Have fun turning heads, then use your charms in a purposeful way. What moves you, Libra? Use your star power to promote a charitable mission. Getting involved in heart-opening activities is the best way to meet kindred spirits when Venus graces your sign. I mean, this is just... I'm sorry, but this is Joe Payne, isn't it? I can imagine Joe Payne sashaying. He does a really good sashay. I can imagine him wearing vintage Versace. For you,
wow!
This is comedy. This is absolute comedy. I would so love to see you in your vintage Versace sashaying. What the fuck? I mean, what is that? What is it?
I don't know. That was the gayest horoscope I have ever been read in my life. I'm mincing around my studios just thinking about it.
Isn't that wonderful? So I just thought you'd appreciate that. Wow. I haven't really read mine, but this is what it says about me. And as you know, I'm very mincy as well. With Venus getting down in your frisky fifth house until September 10th. Oh, that's a new one on me. You're feeling the itch to get hitched. Wow. As you might as well scratch it a bit, Gemini. Instead of starting conversations with 10 different potential dates on Tinder, and then getting bored with all of them. What would happen if you focused on only one for a change? If you're already partnered, it's time to turn away apathy by turning up the heat. Plan several bewitching evenings of candlelight, Coltrane and conversation as only you can deliver. I mean, this is, again, you know me, Lee. This is about as far away. This is my Tinder is my idea of hell. You know, that's where I'll get stuck if I've been bad on Tinder dates. The itch to get hitched, mate. I've never been further away from it. Trust me. This is quite. You see, I mean, this is astrology.
I was a bit disappointed yeah. with that one because it tells you how to go about what you should do if you were on Tinder and it went and trying to look for someone.
Yeah.
And it told you what you should do if you were in a relationship, what you should be doing. But it didn't tell you what you should do if you don't give a shit. I just want to sleep until I'm dead. I don't see the point getting out of bed. Armageddon's getting closer, so wake me when it's over. I just want to sleep until I'm dead. I just want to hide myself away. I don't think that I can take another day. Apocalyptic cataclysm on my television. I just want to hide myself away. I want to be just like Howard Hughes. Brian Wilson had him in his room. Bobby Fischer, Barry Brando.
Again, no matter how I Fire with fire.
a trio of tracks from Britain. The first one from Dundee, the Desert Kites, with a track called Ostrich. Then, yep, you've guessed it, that was myself and Lee Dunham with a track from called Fight Fire with Fire from the Pigs Might Fly album. And the one you just heard from Southampton, Cargo Cult, and the track is Poison Fame. So we're going to go back to the lockdown files, and Alan has some questions. If you could have an unlimited supply of anything, brackets, not money, what would it be? Chocolate!
I'd have an unlimited supply of wildlife.
Oh, look, it's so eco-friendly.
Yeah, and an unlimited supply. So you could, if you wanted to kill loads of elephants, go for it. But it doesn't matter because there's just another one pops up exactly the same as it was. And you can, it would make like ivory boring.
Yeah.
Because everyone would go, oh, who wants some ivory? Oh, what's the point? It's just there all the time. So what?
Cool.
So, yes, I'd have an endless supply of wildlife, please.
Cool. That works.
Yeah.
That's very nice. It's a bit better than chocolate, but I'll stick with chocolate.
Yeah, no, I think chocolate's quite a good idea. But yeah. If I had an unlimited supply of chocolate, you wouldn't get me out the door. I'd be like the fattest man in the world.
There's but no I'd want could... the really good stuff, though. I'd want the good stuff, the like handmade Swiss and
the good stuff. You sound like a drug dealer. I know. I don't want your shit. I want the good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Another question from Alan. What conspiracy theory would you like to start? I think a really good conspiracy theory would be that if you don't buy our albums.
Yeah.
Then something really terrible will happen to you.
It's self-combustion.
Yeah, something really awful will happen to you if you don't buy at least one Brendel and Dunham album a year. You know, it's
I like that. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good. I'd like to I just don't like Jeff Bezos at the moment. I think I'd like
at the moment.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is a woman. There you go. That's what I'd like to start. I don't know why, what that would happen.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what difference that would make to anyone.
I don't think it would make any difference at all.
It probably wouldn't, would it? All right, Jeff Bezos is an alien. There you go. Try that.
I'm sure somebody's spreading that already.
Oh, that's boring. Right,
no, Jeff but then people start worshipping him and stuff and going, I don't know, yeah. the people are a bit strange.
How I'd like to make an accusation on Jeff Bezos that he makes spacecraft in shapes of penises. Oh no, he's done that already, hasn't he? Yeah.
No, something that would really, really be embarrassing if you wanted just to really embarrass him.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring him down, but I can't think how.
Well, there's the obvious ones, like he's got a really teeny weeny micro penis, you know.
Oh, he already has. That's why he's got such a big, large spaceship penis instead.
When everything you want to finally find its way to you, and all the hate you ever had will shake this new taboo. Shame it falls upon you as the fear begins to grow. The sweat will build behind your neck as you reach its all-time low. The needles prick and break the skin as you fall into this dream. As pressure builds inside of you as you let out one last scream. We'll be right back.
That was Orchid Symmetry from Cornwall. Heavy track, but really great. I really like it, called Sadistic. Then from Los Angeles, Raven Black, Cry of the Raven. Very theatrical metal. They look very, they probably put on good stage shows. It looks like it. And the one you just heard, one of my fave bands from Newquay, Two Score. They regularly do some really great sort of surf punk attitude tracks. That one's called Uncomfortable. I just like their vibe. I think they do some really good songs. So we are, for the last time, going to go back to the lockdown files and Lee's rather strange Jeff Bezos obsession, but we do finally come up with a really great conspiracy theory. So if he asked you to marry him, you wouldn't?
I'll tell you what, for him, that would be the worst thing ever. Yeah, let's do that. I'd like to start and say that Jeff Bezos has married Lee Dunham. There you go. That's what I'd like to see. Brilliant. Yes, that.
Would you just nag him every day? Would you really nag him?
I would give him hell. God, I would absolutely, honestly. He'd be doing his own washing in no time.
I've got this image now of you in a nice flowery dress, you know, standing next to Jeff Bezos, looking really, really bored and frustrated.
It wouldn't be flowery. It'd have skulls on it. And
no, you know. No, it wouldn't. No. It's my picture. It's my picture my head. Right. It's a flowery dress. Yeah. You're looking
very. What flowers are on it? What colour is it?
It's sort of cream. It's a cream dress with
cream
some
doesn't
pastel,
suit me.
Pastel flowers. Oh, no, it looks quite nice. It looks quite nice. And you've got some big shape. You know, there's really oversized sunglasses on your head.
I need those. Covers up my face.
Well, no, they're on top of your head right now, but but yeah, because it's not that bright. But you've got those sort of fashion glasses, you know, and
holding hands?
No, you're not holding hands, but you are standing very close.
Good.
Looking really pissed off. You've got a very sour expression on your face.
He wants to hold my hand, but I said no.
Oh, and now you've just decided to rub his bald head.
What was he going to say then? I thought he was going to say rub his balls. I was like,
what?
Rub his balls?
What?
In public? I decided to rub his balls.
You're getting a bit carried away with this now, Lee.
I was. that was an image.
In your dress.
Rub his bald head. Oh. What happens? Does a genie come out?
Do you reckon that's why he's so rich?
Could be.
He rubbed his head and out came a genie.
There you go. Here, I'll spread that. If you rub Jeff... Oh, how bleeding annoying would that be for him? If you rub Jeff Bezos' head, you get loads of money.
Oh,
every time he went out and someone would try and rub his head, he
That's
would get the
perfect rumour.
Right
that is
ass.
The perfect rumour. That is the perfect rumour to spread. There
I've
you
got
go.
It. There it is. If you rub Jeff Bezos' bald head,
what?
He will give you money.
Wow.
That's brilliant. That
God, how frustrating will that be for him?
Oh, he'll get so pissed off. Every time he's out, he's just sitting in a restaurant, really posh restaurant, and, you know, Madonna will walk by and just give it a...
That's all we've got time for this week. I do have time to leave you with a few more tracks, though. And we've got some good ones coming up from Stockholm. 1981 band Treat has put out a new album, and we're going to play Adam and Evil, bit of classic rock for you. Then love this band, Wet Leg. The track is called Mange 2. If you're not familiar with them, they're a band from the Isle of Wight, and their latest album is called Moisturizer, and they're rather quirky, which is probably why I like them a lot. And to finish with some real prog rock with Connor Kaminsky. He's a UK guitarist. A track called Bloodline, and it features a singer, Alexandra Delmarsh from Serbia. And she's got a great voice with a lovely little scratch on it. Another three very different tracks, but they're all great in their own way. I hope you'll join me again next week for more of everything. See you then. Bye.
evil, tearing the temple, a cry of angels dancing with the devil.
strong.